It's a theme in movies that's so cliche. I'm talking about teenagers and cliques. You've got the jocks, the drama kids, the band, the nerds, and of course, the hot guy or girl. But last I checked, most kids actually don't fit into a single box. And the problem with putting them there is they can be hard to climb out of. What's most infuriating is it is the schools themselves and the systems around them that perpetuate these silos. Yep, they are part of the problem. The good news is they also have the power to fix it. The solution? Stop forcing kids to choose and specialize. High school is when this pressure to choose really ramps up. But the teen years are supposed to be a time of exploration. And the experience for the majority is that they have to find their thing and just do that thing so they can be the best at that thing, so their school can compete and win using their thing. And as a result, they never get to try anything else. Now look, it is awesome when kids have their thing. But what if trying something else actually made them better? There's a book out on this topic with a ton of research behind it. It's called Range, and the premise is that keeping a broad range of interests improves performance later in life. He points out the most impactful inventors cross domains rather than deepening their knowledge in a single area. It made me think about Albert Einstein, a musician himself, who said, "The greatest scientists are always artists as well." The great painter Leonardo da Vinci contributed to the study of the nervous system, and the man behind the Morse code and the telegraph was an accomplished artist. One of the hottest comedians right now, Trevor Noah, talked about this concept in a recent interview.
I always feel that every discipline, whether it's an art or otherwise, can contribute or touches other disciplines in some way, shape, or form. You know, I don't think you can talk about comedy without talking about psychology.
Okay, you may be thinking that with club sports and the rigor of high school, having more than a main interest just isn't practical or possible. Trust me, I've heard it. But as the saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. My daughter's high school musical just wrapped, and I was struck by the number of athletes who participated. I wanted to understand how this works. Well, it's the school's policy to encourage exploration as long as possible. So I was told the theater department works with the athletic department to sync up schedules, and the coaches are flexible for important rehearsals and performances, and vice versa. It's adults working together for the benefit of the students. Imagine that. You know, this isn't the only school to operate this way, by no means, but honestly, every student should have an opportunity to explore a wide range of interests. Think of it like cross-training for life. I totally get at some point in high school, a student may need to specialize, but keep in mind, at least when it comes to sports, only 7% of high school students will play in college. What do we want the others to take away from those years? How do we want them to show up in life? Keeping kids in boxes isn't a strategy that's going to prepare them for this rapidly changing world. They need adaptability, critical thinking, and a resilience that develops when they step out of their boxes and ultimately out of their comfort zone. That is where true learning begins. And isn't that our job to push them there?